Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 31st Sunday of the year. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Ndola, in Zambia, producing and presenting this programme. We see today the story of the chief tax collector Zacchaeus, who, in spite of the hatred that the people of his time had for him, he is converted by Jesus. His conversion is based very strongly, first of all, on Jesus' kindness towards him. He sees him up on the sycamore tree and asks him to come down and that he would come to his house today. It was a self-invitation on behalf of Jesus. Zacchaeus was overwhelmed that Jesus would want to come to his house. It is important to note that he could have refused Jesus at his house. Maybe many of us do refuse Jesus to come into our house. In other words, to come into our hearts. There is a beautiful poem written down in the form of a letter by Jesus to any one of us. He says, "I saw you when you were asleep last night, and I allowed the moonbeams to come into the window to touch your brow and help you to have a good night's sleep. I saw you when you rushed off this morning to work, and it pained me that you never even turned towards me to say good morning and accept my invitation that I should stay with you during the day. In fact, you said no prayer whatsoever. I was there in the rain as it was falling this morning, softening the earth to provide you food, and you never even noticed. It pained me that I am inviting myself into your everyday happenings and you don't accept my invitation." Therefore, like the Zacchaeus, who, when Jesus invited him to his house, was overwhelmed, maybe because he was aware that he was hated by everybody because he was a rich tax collector. He was an arch publican, a public sinner, a gripping extortionist. So I suppose one could say that the man was suffering a lot of isolation, hatred, and probably people wanted to kill him. Maybe he heard about the other tax collector, Matthew, the Levite, who had been accepted into Jesus' company. Yet we know that he was aware that Jesus was coming and wanted to have a view of him. He was very small in stature, so he climbed up a tree. The curious thing is that Jesus knew his name. How, we do not know. But he called him by name, Zacchaeus. Jesus calls each and every one of us by our special name. The name that is so precious to us, he knows, and he's calling us every day, every moment of our lives. When the right name is called out, we feel we have been respected, given honor, loved, and thought highly of. Very few people would have called Zacchaeus by his name. In fact, the name means the pure one in that language. Therefore, Jesus, being God, he obviously knows the story of Zacchaeus standing among the people, and he knows all that. And all he says is, "I want to come to your house today." Now, the story centers on Zacchaeus's incredible reaction to this invitation of Jesus to his house. He puts forth a most incredible plan for his salvation and it's based on restitution. He will give back what he owes, and even four times the amount. He will be impoverished, surely, when he has all this given back. But he doesn't care. He has experienced something far greater and of far more value. That's why Jesus says, "Salvation has come to your household today." If we go to confession and confess our sins, such as ruining other people's character or stealing their goods, we are required to make restitution. And that means to restore the good name as best we can of that person. And it also means that what we have stolen physically in the line of goods belong to another person without their permission. Then we are required to return them. Zacchaeus wants to bring them back four times as many as he has taken or stolen. These are action words, and actions speak louder than words, as we all know. Jesus is inviting himself into our lives every moment of every day. Are we like Zacchaeus, welcoming him? We do so by being aware of this invitation. Secondly, are we willing to change from our bad habits, namely our careless talk about our neighbour, our lack of honesty as regards goods and property that are not our own? And like Zacchaeus, are we willing to help the poor as he did? Zacchaeus was entering into a relationship with Jesus, beginning with a meal and time spent together. The church in the early days was despised for its acceptance of outcasts, such as Zacchaeus. The early Christians, though, regarded welcoming the outcast as something glorious and not shameful. The entire account with Zacchaeus gives us a remarkable lot of statements. And that is, who does Jesus want to receive? Those who are lost. But it's only when we see that we are lost, through our willingness to see our sinfulness, that we can be saved. And we all have sinned, starting with the Pope. What Jesus wants with those who receive him is a relationship. How do we do this? It's simple. Like St. Patrick: Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ above me, Christ below me, Christ in everyone I meet, Christ in every word that I speak. St. Patrick made Christ everything in his life. He walked and talked and met people, but all the time Jesus was there in his life. Zacchaeus is a model to everyone how to receive Jesus. Receive Jesus by seeking him with real effort, like the way he climbed the sycamore tree. Receive Jesus by humbling oneself, like Zacchaeus. Receive Jesus as he invites you by name. Receive Jesus no matter how sinful or hated you are. Receive Jesus joyfully. Receive Jesus despite what others say. Receive Jesus with repentance and restitution. May God bless you and help you to have a beautiful Sunday and a blessed week ahead. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessings.